Okay, with that, we'll get our net started here. Welcome, everyone. This evening's edition of the Savara Monday Night Net. One announcement to make, a couple announcements, actually. This coming Friday, August 2nd, will be our monthly August club meeting and ice cream social. Will be held in person at 7 o'clock out at Harry Brown Airport. Everyone is welcome. Bring yourself, bring a friend, bring a spouse, bring an acquaintance, a fellow ham, anybody you want. So feel free to join us for that. This coming Saturday, the 3rd, will be our club breakfast. And seeing as though Sullivan's does not do breakfast anymore in the summer months, we're moving it to Levi's on Brockway there in front of Walmart on State. And that will be at 8:30 club breakfast at Levi's. As far as the meeting goes, I will send a reminder email out probably tomorrow or Wednesday at the latest. We'll be talking a little bit more about Meshtastic at the club meeting and networking and how the Meshtastic works. Also, Ron, when I get down to you, I've got a couple questions. If we could possibly do a quick build of a Meshtastic unit, the Helltech LoRa version 3. I've got all my parts now, just got the 3D printed cases in the mail today, so I've got the, let me buy a second here. I've got the Helltech circuit boards, I've got the 2000 milliamp hour batteries, and the 3D printed cases. So I've got all the pieces, parts to put it together. I thought it'd be a good thing at the club meeting to show how easy it would be to put them together. So if you're good with that, Ron, and possibly some assistance, I actually have two of them, so we could show how to put those together. With that, we'll go ahead and get started. First up on our list, we'll go to our EchoLink station, Dave, KE8PCQ up in Manistee. Go right ahead.
Good evening, everybody. Well, we're up here in alleged God's country, and we're doing some camping, and north of us today they had between 1 and 3 inches of rain, with another 1 to 3 predicted this evening. It was looking pretty ugly over Beulah as we came back down 22 to do a little roundabout. Janie's parents, that's what their home was, Beulah, so we go up and visit it every year. We came back to Manistee, and lo and behold, we had a little bit of rain here, but nothing like north. So it's just a watch and wait tonight. They're talking flood warnings everywhere up there. Hope they're okay. With that said, I'm going to be one and done tonight, so everyone have a great week. And 7-3, KE8-PCQ, back to net.
All right, well, very good, Dave. Appreciate you joining us. While you're up camping there by way of EchoLink, we appreciate that. Stay safe, stay dry. I know looking at the radar this afternoon, there has been quite a bit of spotty showers throughout the entire state. It's kind of missed the Tri-City area here a little bit, so we could use some rain. It seems quite dry. But So anyway, thanks for joining us, and you have a great week ahead, 7-3. All right, next on our list, we'll start off with Rob, KC8SDL, and stand by Dave, W8DW. Rob, good evening to you, sir. Go right ahead.
Good evening to you, too, yourself, sir, Mr. Mike. KC8MMH to the group, Kilo Charlie, Sir Zephima. Yeah, very good. If it's me, not sure, but on the receiver today, on the ICOM, I must be getting a lot of intermod, a lot of AC hum. It comes and goes. I hope it's nothing, anything else, but it comes and goes on the repeater. I'm not sure if you're hearing it or not. It might be me. I talked to KFAN about it, and he said it might just be intermod, but I thought I'd tell you that. Other than that, Mike, I'm doing really good. Matter of fact, I went to the West Branch Pioneer Power engine show last weekend at West Branch, and one thing, it didn't rain. Well, it was chilly up there. Far cry from 7-degree nights, they were sweating sweating yourselves out there. I got to, actually, was in my tent. I actually had to have a blanket. Hi. Had a good time at the show. Ran my engines. They ran really good. And I got a magneto for my one engine there, but I got, and that came with the wrong trip mechanism. Fortunately, I got one coming for the right one, because the Carroll show is coming up quick. Matter of fact, the 9th, 10th, and 11th of August, I'm going to be in Carroll running my engines at the Tuscola County engine tractor show in the, at the fairgrounds there in Carroll that in August. Looking forward to that. Other than that, things are working good on radio-wise. The Ken was doing a great job, no problem with that. Had a little battle wound here back the day of before field day, but everything's working good here, Mike. And the Swan 500 is doing a good job, and he's good, doing good. I got a buddy, break a sec. He got a Swan 700 radio, and he wants to try it out here at the house, so I have a Swan 700 on the air when he brings it over. I got the Swan 750 or Swan 700, and looking forward to that. So he had it gone through, and he wants to put some fire in the wire, so I'm going to check that out for him. So, okay, Mike, that's all I got to report. Yeah, like I said, I had a nice day, but she was hot. Had a little bit of rain, we had just made it hotter. So, I'm going to be one and done. I got things to do here. I got to help the wife, so I'll say 73s, and everybody on that, have a good evening, and God bless everyone. Mike, you take care. Doing a great job. KD8, MMH, KCSO. Take care, Mike.
All right, well, very good, Rob. Appreciate you joining us this evening. Yeah, no, radio sounds fine on this end, no problems. Have a good time there in Carroll. Good job on the West Branch power show up there. I was up at one of those quite a few years ago, and it is a nice show up there. So anyway, yep, thanks. Thanks once again for joining us this evening. 7-3. You take care. Have a great week ahead. This is KD8MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Net on the K8DAC repeater. Next up on our list, we'll go to Dave, W8DW, and Standby Bob. Dave, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Okay, real good there, Mike. KD8MMH, W8DW. Yeah, busy time of year. I got a lot of stuff going on. We spent most of the day on Saturday up at Aug Ray. I had to uncover the boat and do some cleaning up and take some pictures. I got someone that's interested in buying it, so we had to get it ready and spent, like I say, most of the day. We left there about 10 in the morning and got home about 7, a little after 7, so long, long day. Glad that it was Saturday and not Sunday. It was warm up there, but not like it was on Sunday. On Sunday, we spent most of the day unloading stuff from the car that we had put in on Friday to take up, and then we had stuff to bring back from the boat also. So we spent a long, hard weekend, and I'm just glad it wasn't as hot as what it was today. We did golf this morning, though. And it got done before it got real, real hot, but it was still warm. We're looking for a few more days of this. I do have to make one more trip up to Aug Ray, probably later this week or first part of next week. I've got someone looking that's going to look at the boat, not this weekend after, so we'll want to get everything ready. Anyway, that's all I got this time. We'll turn it back to you there by KD8MMH, W8DW.
Very good, Dave. Appreciate you joining us this evening. Glad you were able to get out and golf before it turned really hot. You know, looking at the weather, watching the weather on TV there, they said this week is going to be a bad week for the mugginess, the humidity. I know I looked at my phone earlier today and the weather and the dew point was like 69, which anytime you get up above 50, it's really noticeable and muggy. So, yeah, when you get the high 80s with 69, dew point, you're going to notice it outside. All right, continuing on down our list, next we'll go to Bob, NAKPR, and Standby Tom. Bob, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Good evening, Mike, and everyone else on the net. Yeah, it was a muggy one out today. We had a family reunion, and we kind of hosted it. Me and the wife kind of hosted it for her family reunion at Bay City State Park. Reserved one of the pavilions, and turned out pretty good. And I had a little breeze off the lake, so, you know, it was warm out, but it wasn't as muggy as it was Sunday or Monday today. So that was good. We had that on Saturday. And Sunday, yesterday, I put up a base station GMRS antenna. I should have checked the SWR before I put it up, but I didn't. So I spent 3 hours putting it up, getting it where I wanted it, mounted how I wanted it, and I come down to the shack and check the SWR on it, and it ain't even close. I'm thinking, so I have the antenna analyzer, and I'm going through it, and it's, I can't remember the exact frequencies that it was good at, but it was like 220 or something. But, and I was kind of suspicious when I opened up, when I got the package, and it come in a clear plastic bag with no paperwork, zero paperwork. And I'm thinking, okay, apparently they assume everybody knows how to put these together, which, you know, wasn't hard. But I was just kind of suspicious about that. So then anyway, this is, well, maybe I got a bad coax, although the other antenna was working just fine. Then
10-8-BAC, repeater
Saginaw. So I took it down, spent, you know, an hour and a half taking it down, and I put it up, put it on another unit with another coax. And the same results. It was just horrible. You couldn't use it on GMRS frequencies. Let me buy a second. So anyways, I sent it back today and ordered a different one, different manufacturer. And let's see how that goes. That should be here on Thursday or so. But yeah, I sent that back to Amazon. I don't know. I've never had it's supposed to have a, you know, less than a 1.5 to 1 across the GMRS band, but nah, wasn't even close. Wasn't even the same frequency range. So, yeah, I don't know what happened there. But anyways, yeah, it was warm out, and I was sweating bullets pretty much all day long because I was outside all day long. But I'll turn it back to Nat. Back to you, Mike. This is NAKAPR.
All right. Very good, Bob. Appreciate you joining us tonight. Sorry to hear about the antenna issues there. That's always a pain after you do all the work getting it up and cabled and everything, and then come to find out it's not working for you and having to ship it back. Not good. But hopefully you'll get it figured out and get one back that actually has some good SWR and will work good for you. Next up on our list, we'll go to Tom, N8EUI, and standby Ron. Tom, good evening to you, sir. Go right ahead.
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.